Quarter after eight here on Fresh Air. Now, this coming week, a group of women will see their experiences with breast cancer portrayed on stage. And usually I could say something like, oh, the actors are hard at work this weekend, rehearsing for the big nights, memorizing their lines. But in this case, the entire production is based on improvisation. The evening is called Breast Cancer Unscripted, and it's based on the concept of psychodrama. The Toronto Playback Theatre Company is teaming up with the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation for this fundraising venture. Christopher Von Bayer is the artistic director of the company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
And Sharon Wood is with the Breast Cancer with the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Christopher, Playback Theatre is not your ordinary theatre company. What do you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, in a word, Playback Theatre is about creating a space for your stories to be told. Essentially, that's what our ultimate objective is. And we have a team of very talented improvisers, both actors and musicians, who are also educators, who appear in a variety of venues, and we do monthly public shows as well as we're going to do this Thursday. We do shows for a variety of partners and clients where we create spaces for the audience to come and share a piece of their experience with whatever the topic might be, and then we spontaneously enact it on the stage.
Now, my experience with improv, and I imagine a lot of people's, would be in the comedy vein. Because
right.
That seems to be the general gist of improv. How does yours differ?
Yeah, well, I mean, in many ways, the skills underlying it are very similar. We have no script. We come and we have to be very good listeners, right, to begin. But you're exactly right that the objective ultimately isn't to be funny. It's not to poke fun at or to laugh at the expense of. It's very much to honor the stories that are told. So, you know, when we train, and you know, Mark Twain said that it takes 3 weeks of rehearsal to be truly spontaneous, which I think is a great description of what we do. One of the things that we really practice is our ability to listen very carefully for not only the details of what people's stories are, but for the meaning, the underlying meaning behind it. Mm. Because, you know, the whole purpose of this type of work, and there are playback theaters really that are all over the world. The form itself has been around for 30 years and exists in 50 countries. The objective is to create spaces where people can find more meaning in their lives by telling stories. And, I mean, stories, when you look at the way that our society works, are essentially the way human beings make meaning. Mm-hmm. From our earliest ancestors who sat around campfires and told stories of the hunt, to the modern urban experience of coming home around the dinner table and telling the story of your work or what it was like with the kids during the day. We're trying to recreate that in a context that where people, communities can gather and listen to one another, share their stories. And see them enacted, yeah.
And at the same time learn about their experiences that they share with one another. And Sharon, it was your idea to team up Playback Theatre with breast cancer survivors. Why did you think this was a good fit?
Well, I first was introduced to Playback about 2 years ago when I was in Banff and witnessed Chris's facilitation of an executive leadership program using drama and theatre, and was tremendously impressed by not just the facilitation piece of it, but how story emerged and how people learned more, got layers of meaning through having the improvisational opportunity to see their story unfold.
What makes it such a powerful learning tool?
Well, and I'll go back to the piece about what connected it for breast cancer. When I saw it at work, I thought, there's got to be a way that we can use this in our work at the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. So I did want to find that link. Mm-hmm. And what makes it powerful is that people are sometimes surprised by what they discover about themselves and the people around them through having the essence of their story retold in theater. And layers of meaning come forth that are unexpected. And then a universal truth emerges as well.
Hmm. Have you ever tried it?
I've tried it, absolutely. I was fortunate enough when I came back to Toronto to discover that Chris had a playback theater troupe here in the city. And so I have been a number of times to their community performances and brought my son. And I witnessed some of those performances and through that knew that we had a chance to make a connection with breast cancer.
Can you describe the process?
Absolutely. So you what the theater troupe does is they identify a theme and choose a theme around which people would gather and might be interested. So it could be community or faith or celebration or joy. There were a number of different seasonal ones as well. And I think that the time that I had a story told was, or that I ended up telling my story, because it really was ending up. I did not go thinking I would tell my story. Mm-hmm. But I think the topic that evening was community. And as I listened to other stories, a story emerged for me, a memory, essentially, that I wanted to share.
And what was your memory?
It was about a family memory, but it was linked to the concept of think globally, act locally. And so what happened as how it works is you identify a story you want to tell, and Chris is the director. And so what happens is and it's incredibly skilled facilitation. So what happens is the person identifies an interest in telling a story and comes forth, and Chris asks enough questions to help identify the pieces of the story that can be told.
Mm. So you stood forth.
Yes.
And what story did you tell?
I don't know if I'm going to retell my story, but I'll tell you how it works. And so he asked me to pick an actor to play myself. So I picked an actor to play myself. He asked me pieces of my story, my emotions, my sense of the experience, and actually asked actors to play some of the emotions as well. So you're not just having actors play people, you're having them play the experience. And so as the story unfolded on stage, it gets named, and then everybody's invited to sit back and watch and listen, and the actors do a piece that represents the experience.
The experience. And what was your experience?
I was somewhat overwhelmed by watching my experience come forth, and also realized that, and taking it back to why I knew that this was important for us in the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation, is that we want to resurface the opportunity for women's experience and men's experience and families and caregivers' experience to be told. And we've been doing research that shows that women feel isolated in their experience of their cancer care, and that their experience is fragmented, and by sharing story that they can connect again. So it's about care and community and connection, and that is really what happens in this form.
I would think that a lot of people are listening perhaps this morning, people who have had close experiences with breast cancer, and are thinking, well, I'm kind of interested in this. This sounds like something that might help me share my experience with others. But, you know, the idea of going into a theater and and then, you know, standing up and saying, this is my experience, and then watching a group of actors interpret that up on stage for everyone to see, that might be a little intimidating.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Christopher, take my gentle hand and lead me up onto through the process.
Yeah, well, I mean, and exactly. Our objective is not to lead anybody onto the stage, but really to create a space in which they can volunteer to step forward if they want. It's as important to be, you know, a story is meaningless unless you have a listener for that story. So it's just as important to have a house full of people who are there to participate passively, as it were, by simply listening and watching. You know, we create, and it's interesting to hear Sharon speak, because in fact that's what we often hear from the experience of the participants of the process, are that, you know, I didn't expect that I would tell this story. I didn't know. I actually didn't come with any intention whatsoever of sharing a story. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. But I was moved by what a couple of people said, and I felt safe. And when I saw that the actors were actually listening to what I was saying, then and honoring it, then I decided to come forward, which is actually what one of our participants recently told me.
Now, we've been speaking pretty much in the abstract about the concept itself. I really need to get concrete. And can you tell me a specific example of a memory or a story that you've portrayed? And,
sure.
And how it came out on stage?
Well, I mean, we recently did a show for the Ontario Hospice Association, where we were working with hospice care volunteers from all over Ontario. It was their annual meeting. And we heard a number of stories. And, you know, the way the evening works, actually, is that at the beginning, we're actually not even so much listening to stories as we are just initial experiences about what it's like to be here and general thoughts and responses to the theme. But then as the evening emerges and as trust gets built, people start to reveal and share more stories. Because, you know, the fundamental principle here is that we as people, I think, have a great need to be heard. And as Sharon points out, especially in this community, there can be a tremendous amount of isolation. And if we offer ourselves as listeners, then people can come forward. So a woman stepped forward who shared a story at this particular event about, and she was from Southeast Asia, she was a recent immigrant, and she was a hospice care worker and spent her days, and had spent her days for 2 years at the home of an elderly gentleman and his family, and she took care of his basic needs over the course of the day. And as she began to tell the story, we heard that when she went home, she had an elderly and ill mother who she cared for, and all of her proceeds from her work were, she was sending back to Southeast Asia. So it was a very moving story about somebody who spent was spending their whole life in service of other people. But what also emerged was the sense that she personally needed a lot of care herself and needed to be heard, because she spent so much of her time in the context of caring for others. And I was quite touched by the story. And I think most importantly, it's not so much about seeing it enacted in front of you for your own purpose, but for the rest of the audience. Mm-hmm. So that we start to find underlying meaning and universal messages that are inherent in the everyday story, in the common story that can emerge, whether it's a mundane experience of coming to work in the morning or whether it's a profound life-changing event.
And of course, Sharon, you're talking about some of the emotions that you feel when you undergo something as intense and terrible as breast cancer. These emotions can be so isolating, yet at the same time, these are the emotions that everybody feels, and they provide the universality or the connectiveness, the connectivity that you can feel with other people so that you don't have to feel alone.
Yes, that's true. And I think when we workshopped with the troupe, we had a number of breast cancer survivors and family members present. And some of the stories that were told range from somebody's experience of receiving a diagnosis from a physician that they felt didn't really listen to them, and others of other stories about trying to explain how to use a prosthesis and having the person not understand that there actually is a breast prosthesis. It isn't just, an artificial leg and those other things. And so what the actors were able to do was, and there are many elements to a story, but what the actors were able to do was find the simple pieces that are true and funny and caring and magnificent in a way. There's something very generous about what the actors do with the story and the tender care that emerges. And so people laugh, they cry, they're turning to each other and say, yes, I've been through this, I recognize this, this is me. Or they're also in the audience thinking, this isn't me, but I understand it now. I see it now in a way I wouldn't have if I hadn't been here.
Yeah, well, and there's something very magical about it in that it is completely unscripted. I mean, to go back to the title of the show, and I think that allows the experience of playback to be particularly powerful, because you don't get the impression that the actors and the producers are trying to impart a message of any kind, and we're not. We come without any particular agenda other than to allow what needs to be said to be said.
Well, it promises to be a very interesting evening this coming Thursday in Toronto. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning to tell us about it. Thank you, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you, Jeff.
Christopher Von Bayer is the artistic director of the Toronto Playback Theatre Company. Sharon Wood is the executive director of the Ontario chapter of the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Breast Cancer Unscripted will happen this Thursday at the St. Lawrence Centre for the Arts. Now, there's a number to call here if you'd like some more information. That number is 416-366-7723. 416-366-7723, or if you're on the internet, just dial up torontoplayback.com, all one word, torontoplayback.com. You're listening to Fresh Air here on CBC Radio 1. We're just heading into the news and the weather with Janice Neal. Then Katarina Cardial and Mike Saracusa will be taking their places for a live in-studio Portuguese Fado podcast.